Victor can't be in till late. He told me to come up and tell you. He started walking up and down, tore off his gloves and flung them on the table.
Don't do that, Max, said Elsa. You get on my nerves. And I've got a headache today. I'm feverish and quite flushed. Don't I look flushed?
He paused by the window and glanced at her for a moment over his shoulder. No, he said. I didn't notice it.
Oh, you haven't looked at me properly. And I've got a new tea gown on, too.
She pulled her skirts together and patted little place on the couch.
Come along and sit by me and tell me why you're being naughty.
But, standing by the window, he suddenly flung his arm across his eyes.
Ugh, he said. I can't. I'm done. I'm spent. I'm smashed.
Silence in the room. The fashion book fell on the floor with a quick rustle of leaves. Elsa sat forward, her hands clasped in her lap. A strange light shone in her eyes. A red colour stained her mouth. Then she spoke, very quietly.
Come over here and explain yourself.